Presidential elections are always momentous occasions in American history, but this election is shaping up to be unlike any we've ever seen. Racial justice protests, battles over election integrity, and the global pandemic loom over the election, and in the last 2 weeks, the president and several people close to him tested positive for the coronavirus. To look at this election in a historical context, we spoke with Tom Whalen, social sciences professor at Boston University. We asked how the president's handling of the coronavirus nationally and in terms of his own health has affected public confidence.
If the recent polls are any indication, it looks like there is zero confidence in the president. Joe Biden has pulled ahead. And right now we have a situation similar to 1980 when the closer the election got, and with all the problems Jimmy Carter had as incumbent, including the Iranian hostage crisis, people kind of came to the conclusion, we don't want four more years of this. Ronald Reagan pulled away from him in the polls. And I think that's the situation we're seeing right now. And I think it's mostly due to his mishandling of the COVID-19 crisis.
Bigger picture here, we know the country has been rocked by protests against racial injustice ever since the killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black Americans by police. President Trump has responded with a law and order approach. He's denounced protests in major cities. How does his response compare to those of candidates during the Civil Rights Movement and other periods of racial unrest in the country?
Well, presidents, both Democrat and Republican, in the past responded by making efforts to try to unite the country together. In fact, John Kennedy really became the first president since Abraham Lincoln to suggest that civil rights for blacks was a moral issue that the country could no longer avoid. George H.W. Bush, during the L.A. riots, he urged Americans to put aside their long-held racial divisions. I cannot imagine Donald Trump saying that. He's proven, I think, that he has no interests in Black Lives Matter or civil rights as a cause. I mean, he is probably, to me, the first white supremacist we've had in the White House in about a century.
Let's look beyond the election by a few weeks or a couple of months in this way. President Trump, as we know, still is not committed to accepting the results of the election if he loses, suggesting that he might take the results to the U.S. Supreme Court. Has any president ever tried this? And what do you think happens if Mr. Trump does go in that direction?
Well, I mean, we always, you know, throw the term around unprecedented. And here's another case when describing President Donald Trump. No president has kind of leaned on that as a strategy. This is essentially invalidating a free election. And you expect these kinds of things like in a place like Turkey and Hungary or some authoritarian dictatorship, not the United States of America.
So you make me wonder, if the president loses this election, but takes this on appeal in the states and maybe at the U.S. Supreme Court, what are the chances, do you think, Donald Trump will be president again next year, will have a second term?
Well, never say never with Donald Trump, but I think there is enough existing checks and balances in place where Trump's efforts could be stopped in its tracks. However, I mean, if he orders his supporters into the streets or to come to Washington, D.C. With arms in clear sight, that's a whole other dimension to this. And this could result in violence. Again, something we haven't seen in the wake of an election since the Civil War. Hopefully it's not going to come to those extremes, but you can never tell with this president.
Tom Whalen, social sciences professor at Boston University, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.